Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about planning an investment property transaction.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining me today is Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Renee's a guru at getting you to bigger units. When you don't want to go bigger, go home, call Renee. Good evening, Renee.
Hi, Marcia. Let's talk shop. Let's talk real estate.
Well, let's talk about 10 to 15 units. We had a listener who said, I've got one or two units of investment residential. I want to get a little bigger in size and efficiency of that opportunity. We talked about last program, cash availability for down payment for that opportunity, what they have in available cash, experience of ownership, have they been there before, is this a new thing to them, and risk level is where we left off last program, I believe.
Yes, we did. So part of the, when I was talking to that client and basically trying to decide or help him decide if the timing was right, we wanted to also consider, does he want to do a 1031 exchange, which made sense because I ultimately knew I was going to send him your direction because he needed to sell a single family property. So part of the chicken and egg thing, though, is do you sell the property and then call and try to find a property to replace it? That's really tough.
Wouldn't you say you need to do your homework first before you spring into action, put something on the market with the end game in mind? You've got to play the end game out as well as the front. You called me right after you talked to this guy and you said, hey, we've got to powwow to make sure we get this successful mapped out.
Absolutely, because in his single family property, he has tenants. And there's a lot of misconception about dealing with tenants in a transaction when you're going to sell it as an investment. So we're going to talk about that in some of the future shows. But when I was talking to this particular owner about that, he said, I do have tenants that live in it. I'm ready to sell it. I want to do a 1031 exchange. I'm going to use all that money to roll forward into my new property. So I knew he had a clear path in his mind of what the steps were. And then my next question was, have you been to a lender yet?
Right. So you want to make sure you have the money behind it. And it's interesting because a lot of people are surprised by today's rates and opportunities or what cash they actually do need in addition to the funding for the lender. It may be less than they think. So it's something to talk to them early about.
It really is. I can't tell you how many times I have people call me and say, hey, I've got $1 million. What's that going to buy for me? And they really don't have a clue because they don't know yet how the leverage and the debt works into it and how much money that'll help them buy units.
Wow. You have people calling. So what will I do with my $1 million? That's cool stuff there, Renee. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.